Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You ask me how well that he fight, I don't know, but I can tell you one thing, he punch good.
The guitar of the mighty Jeff Tamalier. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing, MMA, of course, a.k.a. WBC TV. We take it to Las Vegas, Nevada, bringing the heavyweight champion of artists, folks. I kid you not. He is the official artist for the International Boxing Hall of Fame and has been since he was 23 years old. We're talking about a genius in Richard Sloan. How are you doing, my brother?
Pedro, how are you, man? So good to speak to you, man, and that's very kind of you to say, man. That's far too kind.
Well, no, I mean, well, come on. Listen, I'll tell you like this. Whether you want to believe it or not, Leroy Neiman may have had a bigger name, but people don't know who Leroy Neiman is nowadays. They know who you are because when they see these artistic drawings you put together on the covers of various magazines or programs or working with these promoters and this and that, I mean, you're the undisputed heavyweight champion, bar none.
Well, thank you very much, man. It means a lot. It's always been a passion and a goal of mine and just something. You know, there's not a whole lot of money in it, but it's like you say, be careful what you wish for, man. And I always wish to be involved in boxing my whole life, and I'm closing in on 50 now. I'm 47, and it's been a great ride, man. And it's an honor to paint these wonderful champions and to be on radio shows and do interviews with guys like you that are thoroughbreds, man. Boxing runs through your veins as it does mine, and it's an absolute honor to be in your presence.
In 2011, heavyweight champion, former heavyweight champion Joe Frazier died at the age of 67. Now, he and I didn't have a wonderful relationship. I mean, we had an okay relationship, but that all depended on whether he was drinking or not. And so, in other words, I've tended to point a negative picture of him on the show at certain times. Tell me about Joe Frazier. You were with him tight. You knew him. I didn't know him.
It's unfortunate you didn't know him, because if you knew him, your views of him would be impeccable. You and I have had so many mutual friends in boxing, and it seems like we get along with the same kind of guys, and we're the same kind of people, and we have the same kind of integrity.
Time out. You mean honest people?
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
go on, Richard. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but we had to talk honestly.
No. You're 100%, and that's why I know Joe would have loved you, and you would have loved Joe. And it's just unfortunate that you're an Ali guy, man. I gotta call it like I see it. You're an Ali guy, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Ooh.
There's nothing wrong. Yeah, man, we're Ali, you're crazy here, man. But there's nothing wrong with that. But Joe was one of the most wonderful human beings I've ever met, and I'm not. You know me. I'm not. Well, your producer told me I can't do any cursing, but I'm not.
You're not a kiss butt.
I'm not a BSA,
So here's what's up,
the guy, man. And he had a drink here and there, but there is a misconception that he was an alcoholic. He took medication for his high blood pressure, and he wasn't supposed to drink at all with it. Every time he'd go in a bar, and he liked to go in the bar, he liked to. He liked to enjoy life. He liked to hang out with the ladies and everybody buying a champ a drink.
Anyway,
he loved to enjoy life, man.
Let me tell you this. In 1970, I would take that, but he destroyed Eddie Machen's career. Eddie Machen had one arm. He had a torn rotator cuff, and Don Targan sold Eddie Machen out and put him in with Joe Frazier. I think I was at the Olympic Auditorium somewhere down there in L.A. So anyway, he destroys Eddie Machen. In 1970, Eddie Machen pulls me off some kid in a street fight, and that's sort of like, got my little boys club thing going there, little smokers and that kind of good stuff. But Eddie was destroyed by Joe Frazier. And then Ali and Joe Frazier fight. And I say to myself, well, you know, he destroyed Eddie. You know, Eddie's not Ali, blah, 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 blah. And then I watched Joe Frazier fight Muhammad Ali. And it was the strongest exhibition of mental strength I've ever seen in my entire life.
I agree. Well, firstly, let's give credit to Eddie Machen, great fighter. Joe had a lot of respect for him. And one of the first phone calls when Joe died, and I was answering the phone in his high rise off the parkway in Philadelphia, and it was Eddie Machen's family. So much respect to the Machens, and I know if he got you in the boxing, he did a good job with your 4 times Golden Gloves. But yeah, back to the big fight. I don't know if he trained you or whatever, but obviously he was an inspiration and obviously a good man and a good family because they literally were the first people followed, believe it or not, by Angelo Dundee. I mean, as I was on the phone with Mason's people, the thing was, and it was Angelo Dundee. And Angelo was the second guy to call, and then it just started flooding in. I mean, this is all within, I don't know how they knew, it's within an hour of Joe passing.
You know, I will say this, you know, I mean, I'll say it again, the mental strength, I've never seen anybody will themselves like that. I just can't, and you know, when I try to describe it to other people, and they say to me, what was the, I said, it was Joe Frazier's first fight with Muhammad Ali. That was the most brutal exhibition of mental strength I've ever seen in my life exhibited by one man. And people say to me, huh? See, they didn't get it. But you know, I mean, He could have went 30 rounds that day.
He could have, man, and he would have, and I think he would have laid his life on the line, and it's it gets thrown around a lot this term, but guys like that, these warriors, these guys that just have it in them. I mean, he would have sacrificed everything to come out of that ring as the victor, and which he did do. And to me, it was his finest hour, and it was something that I don't think we'll ever see again. The climate of the fight with the social climate with Vietnam and everything that was going on. I mean, just the build up to the fight was unbelievable, and it just hit every atom of Joe's body was there to fight. And he said a prayer. Yeah, he said a prayer before the fight. He said a prayer, and Marvin asked him, he said, you know, Pop, what did you pray that night? And he said, I asked the Lord, if I kill this, MFA, will he forgive me? And the Lord said, yes.
Well, Ali said, you can't beat God. And he said something like that. And Joe had a nice response. Well, God, you're taking an ass whipping here tonight. Anyway.
Yeah, you're in the wrong place tonight.
Yeah, Joe Frazier.
Don't you know I'm God? And yeah. Joe said, you're in the wrong place tonight, God. And, yeah, that's how Joe was, you know. And they made history, man. I mean, you want to talk about records. 300 million people watched the fight live throughout the world.
Without a doubt, the entire world stopped. I kid you not. 32-4-1, of course, 27 KOs, a former world heavyweight champion, 1964 Olympic gold medals. Now we've got somebody on the line. I guess you set this up right on. Chester Pelleman was the assistant trainer of Joe Frazier. Mr. Chester, wow. How are you today, sir?
I'm good. Yes, sir. Fine. How you doing?
Oh, somebody's got a computer on in the background. You got to turn that down.
Okay.
Is this?
I'm fine.
Well, this is the great Lester Pelleman. Lester Pelleman, not Chester. Les was man. He was in the corner that night. He was in the training camp. This is unbelievable.
Okay, Lester Pelleman. Now, Lester, what do you remember most about that night?
The win. What a fight that was that night.
Did you ever see a guy more mentally strong in your entire life than Joe Frazier that night?
I never seen a guy through the whole training camp when I worked with Joe Frazier. He was in shape.
I mean, it was. I mean, I don't think you could. He just couldn't be denied. I mean, it was amazing. You know, people talked about the 15th round and him knocking Ali down in the 15th round. Ali told me the 15th round wasn't too much of a problem. He said that 12th round, he said Joe knocked him into another zip code. You there, Lester? I think we lost Lester. Anyway, back to Richard.
Yeah,
go on.
Yeah, Les was there throughout it all, man. And fight fans will recognize him. It's in the picture. He was holding the ice pack on Joe after the fight. And
are you there?
Yeah, we are, Lester. Are you there?
Okay, Les. Can you hear me?
Yeah, but you got a computer going on in the background, man, and that's what's blowing your mind. Is that you're hearing yourself 7 seconds later,
let me talk.
Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing, MMA. Of course, this is the Sunday edition, hour number two. Of course, we come to you 11 a.m. Pacific time. That's 2 p.m. Eastern time, live each and every Sunday for 2 hours, live on Sports Byline.
Can you hear me now?
SiriusXM Satellite Radio. Yes, sir. That's a lot. That's much better. Now,
all right.
Joe, how can I put this? Joe Frazier was the guy that beat Muhammad Ali the first time, and that was a statement. How come Joe felt disrespected from that point forward? I mean, even after he won, he felt like he had a chip on his shoulder. Wow, what's going on, Lester? You there?
Oh yeah, but listen, Joe Frazier, he always did. Ali always called Joe names and all. And Joe didn't like that. I remember when we was in New York, we was trying to get. He helped Ali get his license back, and Ali needed money. He gave money on the street, and Ali get the money. And he go to the next TV station. He started talking about Joe. Joe didn't like that. Okay. Joe didn't like that at all.
Well, Lester, I wish you the very best and continued success and good health. And I thank you for spending some time with us today.
Good. Yeah, Richard, good seeing you, Richard. That was my friend.
Yeah. Nice talking, Les. All the best, brother. God bless.
All right. Thank you so much. Richard, now you see why I don't like bringing in guys on a third call?
Yeah, but Les was there. I mean, he's the last survivor of that fight.
I understand that, but when you have all that babble going on in the background, it's kind of something that makes...
Yeah, you understand
what I'm saying? It takes away from his value. Bottom line is you are tuned to Ring Talk Live, Worldwide, the artist extraordinaire, of course, the undisputed heavyweight champion of artistry in the world of boxing. Richard Sloan is our guest. Of course, he's got his work all over the internet. Of course, you did the last... Didn't you do the last Canelo fight, the poster or the program? I did.
Not for last night, but I've done maybe 12 official Canelo fights. I did, I think, 19 of Floyd's fights. So since Leroy kind of got out of the game, I mean, he was still around, but Leroy did a painting that wasn't accepted as he was getting older. He didn't have much time to do this, I don't think. And the promoters at that time called me and said, hey, you know, can you step in? I'd already been doing fight posters, and here it is. I look in the mirror and I can see it, and we've had 25 years of published work now. It's not quite up to your 37 years of broadcast. But I tell you, man, we're becoming the old school guys that we once looked up to, and they're gone, and that's why it's guys like Les that's he's the other than Gene Kilroy, he's the last guy that was in the ring that night.
Totally,
these guys are all passed away.
Totally understood, but you got to prep him next time he comes on. Emmanuel Stewart, I saw a poster of Emmanuel Stewart in the Kronk gym yesterday, and okay, I'm a softie. I cried a little bit. It made me cry. It just did.
Nothing wrong with that, man. I saw, and it's wonderful how you have a sports byline is getting so much publicity here. I see you're wearing your Kronk jacket today, man, and that hit me hard too. It's like here I am revving up to do a Frazier thing, and then there he is again. Everywhere I look, there's Emmanuel. It's he had such a big heart and a big place, and everybody ever met him. I mean, I know he loved you.
Okay, real quick, did I ever tell you about the time I broke the fin off his Cadillac?
Nah.
Here's what's up. We're going somewhere in this and that. He's got this fin on the back of this gold 1970 four-door Cadillac. It was a beautiful car, okay?
Yeah.
And I leaned back on it and, like, it broke it. Right, and I expected him to freak out, and he didn't freak out. He said, Pedro, no matter, you know, I'll get it taken care of. It's right on. I mean, anybody else, he would have choked me to death. Anyway, Richard, go on.
He would have, man. He thought the world of you, and like I said, I just wish you and Joe could have got together because I know you guys would have hit it off.
Well, here's what's
what
up.
A week.
I want you, listen, I got to run up on a hard break here. I want you to thank Lester for me. When we get Lester to come back and to turn down his computer in the background next time, we'll have a great time.
We'll talk boxing.
Yeah. We can do it in the next couple of weeks if you want. But the bottom line is
you are
a class act, and I wish you the very best and continued success. Richard Sloan, the man, the undisputed heavyweight champion of boxing artistry, bar none on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.